America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Finally, we've reached the first day of fall, and these nice, cool temperatures we've been experiencing the last couple of days continue. Today's high in the middle 70s. It'll be breezy today, but a nice breeze with considerable cloudiness, and tonight's low down to 59. We should be dry. Tomorrow, isolated showers can't be ruled out with a high in the upper 70s, then an increasing chance of showers and storms Wednesday night, and some tropical downpours becoming likely Thursday and Friday as Beta approaches Alabama. Friday, I think we're back to the low 80s, and more scattered storms on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Former State Senator David Burkett pleaded guilty to violating the Fair Campaign Practices Act. He has been sentenced to 12 months probation and asked to pay $3,000 in fines plus court costs and fees. He was sentenced to 30 days in jail, but that has been suspended. Civil rights activist Reverend Robert Gretz passed away on Sunday. Gretz was known as the only white minister to support the Montgomery bus boycott. He was 92 years old. And the Alabama Department of Public Health reports more than 131,000 confirmed coronavirus cases statewide. Over 9,600 cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say close to 2,300 people have died. Statewide hospitalizations are now back above 800. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This is Jim Smith with Adams Drugs. Adams Drugs has been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over a decade and have gone from 7 stores to 12 stores. We attribute our success for what they've done for us. Thank you, Blue Water Broadcasting.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Okay, class, let's bump it up to 9.
Come on,
finally, Mookie, peddling. We got to build our endurance to let more people know that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Pick up the pace, bird legs.
Hey, don't talk to Limu like that.
I'm not. I'm talking to you.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Well, not quite, but 1 hour left of me as your favorite substitute teacher. I hope I've become your favorite anyway. David and Tom have been waiting patiently to talk to me and to talk to you, I suppose. Hey, David, how's it going today?
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm doing well today. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, I just called in because I kind of wanted to comment on earlier you were saying you didn't believe the thing about 90% of the protests being peaceful. One thing I would say is, you know, it's common knowledge, or at least it seems to be common knowledge that, or at least a common saying, that if it bleeds, it leads, right? So what it means is the media and different outlets, especially in the 24-hour news cycle, they cover the things that are not boring. They cover violence. They cover crazy things. And so the thing is, the reason why the caller earlier was talking about, well, he doesn't believe it, and is that here in Alabama, we can say there's peaceful protests because they happen here. They happen right in Montgomery. We saw it with our own eyes. Even though some people were all cringing and clutching their pearls about what might happen, it was peaceful.
Chief
Finley was downtown. Everything was great.
Yeah.
So it's not like every time you turn your turn around, especially in Alabama, there's something that's violent. But if you're watching TV, they're only going to show the violent thing, right? There's things. If people were standing around holding hands, singing "Kumbaya," that's boring. They don't like that, especially in quarantine. People want something to get the big, like, evoke emotion.
Well, what's interesting, David,
you have to be careful.
What's interesting is that the media did stop covering the violence. And a lot of these protests, I think my issue with this is, how are they calculating these? Because some of these protests, you look at Chop Chaz, that thing went on forever. It was like one protest that didn't end. So they were just there day after day after day. In Portland, day after day after day. Are those separate protests? And then are the ones that are happening independent of the violent ones? So as we said, start off at, we're all at City Hall. We have great speakers who have moving messages and might actually have points. Those people go home. Some people stay. And then they start throwing bottles of urine at cops or blinding their eyes with lasers. Is that a peaceful protest? Is that to protest? I don't know that there's a scientific process behind the idea that 90% are peaceful.
And I'm with you on that. And I think there's a lot of different things going on, right? I think quarantine is helping. It's got a lot of people stir crazy. And some people are just going out because they can blend into the crowd and kind of excise their own demons, right? Like if they want to throw a Molotov, that's the perfect opportunity. Not saying that it's basically that people are
taking advantage of the movement.
Right, they're taking advantage. Yes. There's some people that are out here genuinely marching for what they
believe. I believe that, David. I feel like that message is getting lost. I'm going to say it again for those listening.
It is.
There are people who genuinely do want to create change, do want to address the problems, and their voices are being overshadowed by those with the Molotov cocktails, by those blinding officers with lasers, by those burning down police departments.
And it's also being lost by those of us that choose to focus on that rather than the original message.
Well,
you have to own some of that yourself, especially if you cite the database and you say, well, you don't believe it. If you go to their site, they may have their methodology posted to help explain some of the
I just went to it. They're counting. They're counting them separately. So like the Birmingham, they're counting them as two. One piece. They kind of negate one another. It was one protest. They went from the original site to the statue to remove it. Those same people turned around and assaulted the journalist and then caught buildings on fires. This wasn't three different groups of people. They were truly the same group of people who some left and some came back.
Fragmented.
Yeah, you know, they're fragmented. But well, here's where I am. And I've been, I don't know if you've heard me here, David. I've been here for several weeks. And nearly every day to every other day, I've talked about the actual policy solutions we need to focus on. And that includes, you know, job training. That includes addressing our education issues. In this state, and if you go back to where we were on Amendment 1 in the education, the Board of Education, State Board of Education, we need to look at that board and look at who's serving on it and figure out why is it so bad? Why are we not actually having a real, with substance, talk about why we have thriving schools in the Birmingham area and failing schools in the Birmingham area? And how do we improve that? And what, and again, this is where we get lost in the politics. What would opening up more school choice options do to improve the system? And if that won't help, you know, I'm watching money be raised, lots of money be raised for this BLM movement and for some of these protests. We had $25,000 raised in a day for removing the statue. We had $10,000 raised for painting the Black Lives Matters mural in the city of Birmingham. Yet we have schools, elementary schools, that have no air condition because the infrastructure is so bad, that consistently have no air condition. I'm going to say that again. In Alabama, we are prioritizing the wrong things, and we need to have an honest conversation about where we spend our resources and how, again, the solutions that are going to make lives better for people of color, minorities, blacks, for everyone who is in a part of this conversation.
I will agree with you, and I'll say the first step, one part of the solution, is to stop putting the same people in office year after year just because they have an R beside their name. If you're going to do that, and then you say how corrupt they are, and how they're not serving the public, but you keep putting them in office, well then you got to own some of that as a voter. And I would say in Alabama, we need to look at ourselves and look in the mirror. When we consistently put these same people in office, we complain about how horrible they are, and then they'll say, well, but the Democrats. You say, well, the Democrats are definitely going to be worse, but you don't have them in office, so you don't know. Well, but you'll say, well, we'll just stick with the devil we know, and they just keep running stuff in the ground, and you know, that's how it goes.
Here's where I am, David. I think that that the voters who don't support the conservative Republicans who are in office now, and this is, I've had this conversation with a lot of my Democrat friends here in Alabama. When I lived in Tallahassee, Florida, a Republican was not going to be elected in Tallahassee, Florida. So what did I do? I went to every debate and discussion amongst Democrats, and I found a business-minded, moderate Democrat named Alan Williams. And he was a young black man, and he went and served in the legislature. I think he served 8 years. And I went and I collected petitions for Alan Williams. I went to Alan Williams fundraisers. I still have a shirt, I believe, because a Republican wasn't getting elected in that district. If Democrats did that in Alabama, if they said, let's find a moderate Republican, and they started saying, because you can run far, far, far left liberals all day long in Alabama, and you ain't getting them elected. But if you, David, are a Democrat, are you a Democrat, David?
No.
Okay. If if a Democrat wants to get to create change in Alabama, they find themselves a moderate Republican, and they run them on their business, on the values that are shared amongst the independents or the moderate Democrats and the Republicans. And that's what you do to win. You cannot. And I watch. I've lived in this state now 7 years, and I watch Democrats do the same thing over and over again. They're running Democrats who are running on straight party line. And I'm going, well, that's fun. That's a waste of everybody's time. But if Democrats got together in these deep red districts and ran moderate Republicans and the Democrats supported them, they'd start seeing some real change in the legislature. They'd start seeing some real change in our state. And again, you got to play the hand you're dealt, and Democrats in the state haven't figured that out yet.
I will agree with you, but I haven't met too many or heard much about too many moderate Republicans here in Alabama.
They're out there.
They might be out there. They're pretty hard to find when you got Mo Brooks and the pedophile running around. And like I was going to say, what's Roy Moore? That's his name. But if Roy Moore can get over 600,000 votes and basically be an admitted pedophile, I think we got bigger problems than just Democrats not looking for moderate Republicans. But You guys have a good day.
Thank you, David. All right. Just for the record,
yeah.
I do not cede the point that Roy Moore was an admitted pedophile.
You can't pick every fight.
I'm just throwing that out there.
Can't argue every point.
Do we need to take a break before we take Tom? Tom, how's it going? You've been waiting patiently, my friend.
How you doing?
Good.
First of all, I want to get into the drawing.
Woohoo!
What's your month and day of birth, Tom?
1/10.
Okay, got you in.
Well, you're not going to be here anymore. We'll be back, but you're not going to be here for a while. But I got you on Facebook, and I got you on your Alabama News. Or Alabama Today.
I appreciate that.
So, but I just wanted to say thank you. You know, appreciate, you know, you being in here for Dan.
Well, like I said, it has been a pleasure. The pleasure has been mine. I have enjoyed getting to know the regular callers, and I'm glad you stay tuned. There are people who are like, I know Dan. I'm sticking with Dan. I may not listen to this crazy girl, but you guys who stuck around, I appreciate it.
Have you heard anything new about the kid that was arrested for defending himself in the protest?
That's a good question. I have not heard anything recently, but I will look him up, Tom.
I haven't seen anything, and I was wondering if he was still, you know, I guess it's not important anymore for the news people, I guess, you know.
Well, and also, when it becomes an explicit legal process, people tend to shut up. And let the legal process work, but I haven't seen anything either. So.
Well, I will look it up, Tom, and after our next break, I'll give an update on that.
I appreciate that, but like I said, I just want to say thank you, and it's been a very nice pleasure listening to you talk, and I hope you can come back more often.
I appreciate that. Thanks so much, Tom.
Okay, thank you.
One of the things that came out today, and I was curious about it because I saw the press release as I was on my way down, is that Governor Ivey has created a new panel, which is being tasked with recommending what to do with Alabama's old prisons. If you've been paying attention to the saga that is Alabama's prison system, it is a hot mess. Just a disaster. The infrastructure's crumbling. They can't get their mental health treatment right. It is unsafe for both the corrections officers and the prisoners. There's contraband. It's a disaster. As they look for solutions, the governor today has created a commission that's going to make recommendations with what to do with the men's 13 prisons after the new ones are built, which is interesting because the new ones are getting a lot of flack in their costs and the deals. So something new happening in our world. We have Jeff and Papa B hanging out on the line. We will be right back after this short break. Girl, you can hurt me, but it's all right. Hey, now one
day, you'll see. You'll never find the Dan Morris Show.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We're just at the beginning of a great journey of exploration.
Tonight, Carl Sagan's visionary series returns with Cosmos Possible Worlds.
We're going to venture into the future we can still have.
Across our universe and inside our minds, new worlds await.
Dream of virtually infinite possible worlds.
Neil deGrasse Tyson hosts Cosmos Possible Worlds, the two-hour broadcast premiere tonight on Fox.
Tonight on Fox 20.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walk, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Schedule your $89 tune-up with Dixie. Offer ends November 10th. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I've tried to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
The Dan Morris Show featuring your friend, April Marie Fogel, and my partner in crime, Joey Clark.
Yes.
Papa B has been patiently waiting. Hello, Papa B.
Hey, April Marie and Joey.
How goes it?
It's going very well. You know, many times when I get on there and talk to y'all or whoever, I feel like I'm just stating the obvious, but sometimes stating the obvious has its uses.
I do that at least an hour of my 3 hours every day I'm talking to you. Or at least I think is obvious, right?
It is. But here's my take on these protests, and that is that, look, you've got a right to freedom of speech in this country, but you don't have a right to be heard. If nobody wants to listen to your stupid self, guess what? They don't have to. I have a right to ignore you, okay? If what you're saying is something I don't want to hear, well, I can turn the TV off. But, you know, not with these people. They want to go and follow you to the house.
Yeah,
they want to threaten your family. They want to
really
burn your house down. That is so totally different from, you know, anything else that might have been going on with the social justice left. You know, and if that doesn't work, well, they're just going to go and disrupt your, you know, community by, you know, hurting the police, trying to threaten them, doing damage to the people that are law enforcement. It's just on and on. But here's the other thing. Trying to talk to them is just useless. they will not hear. You can't talk to them because their whole worldview is not based on facts, reason, or logic. You can't get through to them. They have a single-minded ideology, and you know they think that they're right. And so, you know, there's what else do you do, Joey? What do you do? I mean, what can you do for these people?
So here's the thing, I do this frequently. I compare what's happening today to the Tea Party movement. And there was this idea that the media had perpetuated that a lot of Tea Party members were racist. And I would frequently go to these small Tea Party groups, which would be hold meetings in a barbecue joint or in a church or in a whatever. These Tea Party meetings, they'd be small cities. I used to joke. I spent all my times on the back roads of Florida meeting these patriots who loved our country and were scared of what was going to happen under the Obama administration. Not because he was black, but because he was liberal. And a lot of people, a lot of people discount the amount in which Obama grew the federal government through just executive rules and regulatory burdens on businesses and on individuals. And I think that that really was discounted. But here's the thing. Everywhere I went, it wasn't every time, but a large percentage of the time, people would come because they're curious. And they had this preconceived notion about what was going on. And often, frequently, they'd start talking to people who were there. Is this your first meeting? Is this your first Tea Party rally? Is this your first event? What brought you here today? And by and large, even to people who were in Florida, it wasn't like Democrats were coming to Tea Party meetings, but these were a lot of independents. These were a lot of people who were truly purple, right? They could vote either direction given the person on the ticket. And we would welcome them and we would answer their questions, even when they disagreed. And we'd do so respectfully. And when I watched the videos of protesters accosting people eating their meals, business owners standing outside their business trying to protect it, and they're getting assaulted. When I look at this, my heart hurts because I know that it is possible for us in America to have conversations with people who truly fundamentally disagree with us and have those conversations civilly. Yesterday, I had a probably hour and 20-minute discussion. That's not an exaggeration. You can check Twitter. With a woman who's supportive of this Magic City Acceptance Center that I am fighting tooth and nail against. And we didn't call one another names at all. We discussed our differences on why this center should exist or should not exist. And it feels like when I watch, and not all of the rallies, but a large number of them, that no one's willing to listen to a dissenting view. No one's willing to accept that there might be a perspective that's different than those around them. You know, I challenge those frequently who talk about white privilege or who talk about some of these other issues, you know, the idea that all cops are bad or that our system, our country is founded on racism. I challenge people who believe that, and frequently, instead of getting a honest intellectual answer back, I'll just be told I am racist. I don't understand. Yep. I don't get it. I'm a bad guy. And that is not how we're going to change our country. That's not how we're going to change the way things are.
Yeah, I mean, I understand what you're saying, and it makes my point, you know.
Yeah.
You're not talking to rational people. And so I don't know what else you can do for them. They just need to be beat politically at every step possible. You should never, ever let folks like that anywhere close to the levers of power control. Because, I mean, you'd be living in perpetual crazy town. In fact, that's what we've been in with, you know, too many of them in positions of power.
You can look at these liberal cities that are letting the lawlessness continue and say,
right.
I don't want that. Now, I will take a moderate Democrat who wants law and order, and some of our Alabama mayors, Montgomery, Birmingham, they, I feel like they did a good job. In Atlanta, the mayor there tried really hard to keep tempers kind of cooled down a little bit. I think there are reasonable folks on both sides, and I will fight for that. I will stick by that. And I have a lot of friends who say there's no good Democrats. Well, there are Democrats out there who believe there are no good Republicans. I believe there are good people on both sides. And fundamentally, we can come to an agreement on more things than we would otherwise acknowledge if we just sit down and listen to one another. And it's that moment of, okay, tell me where you're coming from. Don't yell at me. Don't talk at me. Talk to me. Talk with me. And maybe we can figure out some common ground. And yesterday I tried to reach out to this woman, and we were talking about that school. And she said, well, the biggest issue is bullying. And I said, okay, well, let's talk about bullying. Because what you're talking about is taking a group of a couple hundred LGBT kids and putting them in a school together. And let's be honest, Papa B, if you or I said, hey, I think the solution to the bullying is to put these kids in a school together, liberals would lose their ever-loving mind. And I said, okay, well, let's talk bullying. Let's talk about what, let's eliminate the need for the school. Let's get to the root cause. Because we're not going to address if there really is a true suicidal tendency bullying problem in our schools. That problem isn't solved by one charter school taking away a couple hundred students. It's not going to solve the problem. Let's solve the problem. We talked a little bit about it, and I'm going to look into it. But I think we have to get to the root cause of some of these problems and address them head on. And that's where I am on this. Thank you for calling in, Papa B, and thank you for listening over the last couple weeks.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right. You have April Marie Fogle for 30 more minutes filling in for Dan Morris, who will be back tomorrow. I appreciate you listening, and we will be back on the other side of this break.
The Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This is your roving reporter. Today I'm speaking with the Loch Ness Monster.
Hello!
Now, you live out here in the Loch.
Well, it's really a lake.
But they call it a Loch.
Yeah, lake, Loch, whatever floats your boat.
And being an aquatic creature, you probably don't have many places to keep your money.
Well, I used to keep it in the lake.
Loch.
Yeah, whatever. But it got kind of soggy, so I decided to make a change.
Where do you keep your money now?
My friend David Ernest looks after my money for me.
Really?
Yeah, really. I just call him at 279-7431, and he takes care of the rest. I never have to leave the lake.
Loch.
Whatever.
So your advice to everyone and creatures like yourself?
Call David Ernest at 279-7431, and he will take care of your money for you. He will lock it in.
Don't you mean lake it in?
Well, now, that's just stupid.
Call David Ernest, 279-7431. Mind if I ask you a question?
Oh, no, go ahead, shoot.
Do you know Bigfoot?
I think we're friends on Facebook.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Does United go outside of the River Region?
Of course, we have customers at Lake Martin, Lake Jordan, Selma, Tallahassee, Greenville, Tuskegee, and even Union Springs.
So United is not only number one in the River Region, United is number one in Central Alabama.
With quality workmanship, 100% satisfaction guaranteed, and affordable pricing, it should be no surprise.
Also, with over 300 years combined experience and the ability to service and repair all brands, why would you call anyone else?
Don't forget, if your system is beyond repair, we have financing available with approved credit, and we can handle all your plumbing and electrical needs, too.
If you want the most experienced and the number one AC company in the River Region that's ahead of its competition on all the latest technology, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Hi, I'm Paul Doe. Me and my wife, Jessica, own the Seafood Beach over here in Perry Hill and Carmichael. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for going on 3 years now. It has been a great turnout. It's been a pleasure partnering with a local company like Blue Water. And if you have your own business, I suggest teaming up with a partner like Blue Water Broadcasting. It's a local company that helps local businesses.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Finally, we've reached the first day of fall, and these nice, cool temperatures we've been experiencing the last couple of days continue. Today's high in the middle 70s. It'll be breezy today, but a nice breeze with considerable cloudiness, and tonight's low down to 59. We should be dry. Tomorrow, isolated showers can't be ruled out with a high in the upper 70s, then an increasing chance of showers and storms Wednesday night, and some tropical downpours becoming likely Thursday and Friday as Beta approaches Alabama. Friday, I think we're back to the low 80s, and more scattered storms on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Dan Morris Show.
I'm sighing. I don't know that that came across the mic here. My final half hour. You guys have been wonderful. Randall is on the line. Hello, Randall.
Hello, darling. I just want to echo the last hour. I mean, you have been a joy to have on. I mean, this is something different, you know what I mean? Ain't nothing wrong with dance, but every now and then we like it fast too, you know what I mean? So I'm glad you there, and I hope Joy shows you that board. And I'll learn that song, gun, if I can teach you the board. I mean, I'll learn how to do it.
I'm gonna learn it so I can send Joey to an island somewhere with Eddie.
I wonder how that would really turn out. Eddie always, when he goes off, don't forget, Joy, he does put on that horse mask and take pictures, so he don't want nobody know what he's really up to. He don't want nobody to know it's really
thus
him.
That's my suspicions, Randall.
he showed knows a lot about that one little island over there. I don't know, man. I've been, he knows a lot about that place. I might have to get some of his connections, man, but go enjoy yourself, Joy. Everybody, man, you have been, I mean, tremendous the past 6 years just to watch. I mean, you just don't have an idea what you really done for me when you come right back on the air after your mama passed. Not blaming nobody, not blaming God, not blaming, you know what I mean? Just, you know what I mean? It's part of life, and I needed that, man. I needed that walk you took me on. And I was, man, but, man, this walk you took me on, but say for me, and really put my heart in to say this to Red Top. Red Top, that's twice you down. I'm your huckleberry. No, don't disrespect. These folks are using you so they don't have to buy an ad for Tommy Tuberville. Don't get on hand down talk her like that again. and to the thing about the housing, this is what they've done in Montgomery. They took, and I don't know if you could sit in a meeting and say you didn't know how this was going to turn out or if people really thought it would help families out, but when they tore down the projects and they started putting Station 8 out, you know, they got it all out through Pike Road. I mean, different houses are set up for that. I mean, a Section 8, even in subdivision, you wouldn't even have a clue that's a Section 8 house. And I think in Montgomery, in their minds, they thought that they would put people around others. And I guess maybe it maybe get them in a different environment and it was change things. Is that where you think they thinking? I mean, it didn't work here in Montgomery. I know how you feel about it, but is that why they doing it?
So the idea is if you, is that centralized poverty. So you have these neighborhoods and these zip codes and these projects where it's everybody around is in poverty and they feel like they have nothing to, the ideas, they'll feel like they have nothing to lose and they bring each other down. Nobody lifts each other up. So if you put people with other people, with people, whether it be middle class, upper middle class, the wealthy, maybe they'll try to keep up with those around them. And unfortunately, and I've read a number of studies, even the last several weeks, as this has become more of a Trump talking point, that's not what's happening. Study after study shows you can take housing, make it affordable housing, and they're going to bring, not every time, but more often than not, what's going to happen is they're going to bring people from the hood to their new house, and then the people around them are going to have problems. And we actually have this problem in a neighborhood adjoining mine where there are like three houses that are rentals that there are somehow qualifying for low-income housing, and those houses are troublesome. Cops all the time, people passing out in the yard, paramedics, it's a hot mess. And I don't know what the solution is except to say we need wraparound programs where you don't just put somebody in a neighborhood and expect them to keep up. You get them the job training, the financial literacy, which is a huge problem. I grew up dirt poor, you guys. I lived in Section 8 housing for a long time. My mama and daddy worked at Pizza Hut and Walmart, okay? I know what poverty is like, and I know what financial literacy leads to. It leads to a whole lot of credit card debt when I was in college. It leads to me working three jobs, some really bad grades a couple years of college, and I managed to overcome it, and I look at the problems, and I say, if I had not had a support system who recognized the trouble I was in, I would have never been where I am today. I never would have been. I am the first person in my family to graduate high school, the only person to go to college. And I did that because I had a support system. And I know that we can lift people up out of poverty with a support system that is not government-based, but community-based. And again, that's how people will say to me all the time, how did you become a Republican with that background? It's because no government program got me where I am today. People who loved me and cheered me on and believed in me, that's what got me where I am today. I literally know what government cheese tastes like. I literally remember ripping the food stamp bills back when they were in paper books. I remember those paper food stamp bills. And I knew what it was like when those things came in. And I knew we were going to have Hamburger Helper that whole week because Mama went out and bought some Hamburger Helper. And then the next week, we might have some tuna fish sandwiches and bologna. Dear God, the baloney. But at any rate, I know that the intention is good. We move people out of the bad areas, put them in the good areas, but without a full wraparound program to help them overcome their odds, they're just not going to.
Was the main thing transportation in your situation? Like, they could give you everything, but they can't give you that way to work sometimes. You know what I mean? The bus don't always run at the right time, don't go far enough. And it's a lot of hassle. So as in doing this, the support system, does that include a vehicle?
You're going to make me cry, Randall, because I remember, so in college, there was a point in time when I had a car that just broke down. It was a hot mess. It was a Mitsubishi Eclipse. We bought it for way too much, and it broke down. One of those buy here, pay here places where you could go with terrible credit. And I was walking. What I was doing is I'd walk to the bus stop, take the bus, the school shuttle to campus, and then I'd walk a mile to DOT, which is where I was working at, Florida DOT. And I was doing this, and it was like this patchwork, hot cockamamie mess to get to work. And a guy at work at DOT said, my son had his first car when he was in high school. And when he went away to college, we got him something more reliable. But that old car, no air conditioned, five different colors, ugly as sin, stick shift is still sitting at my house. If you know how to drive a stick shift, I'm giving it to you. And the man gave me a car. The government didn't give me a car. The government gave me the public transportation that got me to campus that let me walk. But the man gave me a car. And I paid it forward when I was able to get a new car. To get a car, I said to him, what do you want me to do with this car? And he said, find somebody who needs it the way you did. It runs fine. And it did. But again, transportation is a big part of that system. But we got to get back to our churches, our neighbors, our friends, our family asking us, how do we support you in this time? I am a big supporter. We, as Republicans, have this tendency to say one of the worst problems facing our country is single mothers. It's not. That's a lie. That is a myth. One of the worst problems facing our country are single mothers who don't have a support system. Let me say that again. Single mothers who are on their own, who don't have family or friends or churches or neighbors who they can count on in a pinch, who they can who can be that man for their child. And I'm telling you, we as conservatives, we have to get back to the place where instead of just shouting at the government saying it's too big, we have to prove to those around us that the government is too big by doing our part to fix these situations. And what Trump is talking about on this housing bill is you can't just plop someone down and wish for them to succeed. You can't do it. Not with a government cell phone, not with free internet, not with subsidized housing. It has to be more than that because it takes a cultural shift. It takes a shift in your heart and your thinking. And again, that is what makes me Republican and not Democrat, in spite of where I came from.
And I think the reason I say transportation is such a big thing, and I'm not saying I come from as far, you know what I mean, down the ladder as you did. My daddy traveled to work, but my mama, you know what I mean, it was either go with him and be stuck, you know, out of state, away from no family. I mean, I remember she used to take us and put us in a wheelbarrow and push to the store just to call daddy, you know what I mean, mm-hmm. like to see it. Yeah, and that's one thing. Transportation is one thing that's always overlooked in this. You don't give nobody something that just sit at the house and make them feel like they're not worthy to take care of their family. When you take a man's ability to work away, or you give him something where, you know what I mean, where he don't want to go to work like they're doing now, it really, they don't know it, but man, that was the worst thing they ever did to me. When they told, you know what I mean, made me quit working there where I, you know what I mean, in construction, it broke my will to you know, I couldn't provide for my family. I'm divorced now. I mean, and I can point to that point in time that I really, in my mind, I didn't think I could take care of my own family no more. And I probably pushed her away more than anything.
And that is one of those areas where, again, if there's people looking for areas where we can come together, Republicans and Democrats and independents, that go beyond politics. And part of that is people who want to provide for their family should have every opportunity to do so. And I've seen the stories, the gut-wrenching stories of people who come out of a criminal justice system, either as a juvenile or as an adult, and can't find or get a job because of their record, but they really want to make good. Or people who come, one of my biggest issues that I believe conservatives don't talk enough about is out of the foster care system. We fail as Americans, those who come out of the foster care system. And we as Republicans don't talk about this enough. We have to. We have a responsibility to those children who then age out of the system. Delta Hotel, hold tight. We have got to take a break. Randall, this is probably our last time talking while I'm on air. Thank you so much for calling in, love.
Lord, I hope not. I'll shoot myself.
I'll be back. At some point. And Joe, keep up with my social media. I'll let you know when. Delta, don't you go anywhere.
When I was so brokenhearted, love wasn't much of a friend of mine.
The Dan Morris Show.
The tables have turned.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
For a limited time, get super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $34.99 per month. But if you act fast, you can double your speed for just $5 more, which means it's twice as fast as super fast. Is it super, super fast? Super fast plus. Whatever it is, it's awesome. Switch to Internet 100 from WOW for only $34.99 per month and then double your speed for just $5 more. Sign up at WOWWay.com.
Wow.
Limited time offer for new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
How would you like to rev up your fall behind the wheel of a brand new Ford Mustang? Then come play Mustang Madness this September at Wind Creek Montgomery, because we're giving away a 2020 Ford Mustang. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then, on Sunday, September 27th, you could drive home in a beautiful new Mustang. So come play Mustang Madness, only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Delta Hotel, you have been patiently waiting. How goes it?
Hello, Ava Marie, with a Y.
Hello.
Hello. Well, I'm a regular listener, so my regular caller. And I just wanted to say hello, thank you, and Godspeed.
Oh, I appreciate that. I'm glad you called in. When he typed in your name, I said, I don't think I've seen Delta Hotel yet.
No, it's been a little while. And I hope you do come back and not stay away too long.
Well, thank you so much for calling. And thank you for hanging tight just to say that. Do you have thoughts on any of the things we were talking about today?
Oh, I've got too many thoughts. You've only got about 9 minutes, so I don't want to hog your time.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. Thanks so much for calling in.
You're welcome.
So much going on in the world today. Wait, was that the song that we were just playing?
No.
I feel like
We Won't Get Fooled Again by The Who. I have a feeling we will get fooled again, though. But.
So I pulled this headline up, and I'm not going to bemoan this, but you guys have to keep an eye on, and I don't have time to go into it, the possibility of House Democrats using a government shutdown to try to foil and mess with us when it comes to this SCOTUS appointment. I don't put it past them, and Pelosi's already said everything's on the table. The current iteration of the bill to avoid the government shutdown, McConnell says, doesn't go far enough for farm aid. I was going to tie this into our $1,400 overall conversation earlier and got distracted. But House Democrats released a bill on Monday that would fund the government until December 11th. Mitch McConnell criticized the plan, saying it shamefully leaves out key relief and support that the American farmers need. They have to pass a spending bill by September 30th. What day is September 30th? Let's see. September 30th is a week from tomorrow. So they have... They have 8 days,
yeah.
Seven business days to go before they have to reach a deal. And I am afraid this is going to turn into a game of chicken where no one is the winner.
Well, last time Trump made the Democrats own the shutdown, and that's usually how it works out. It's the party that controls Congress ends up getting the blame and not the president. And it was amazing that Trump was able to pull that off last shutdown. So we'll see. I think the Democrats are really backed into a corner. Now that makes them maybe more dangerous, more willing to use desperate measures.
That's what I'm worried about. I'm worried about this feeling like they have nothing to lose kind of angle, and how they think. Again, we're talking about the House and the Senate. Got two very different agendas, got two very different situations going on. How does it affect the Democrats running for Senate if the Democrats in the House cause a shutdown?
Right.
That doesn't go well for most people.
No, it does not. And right now, again, they're painted into a corner, and so they might use desperate measures. I think the threats they've thrown out there, though, are kind of fanciful. I mean, the idea of impeachment once again on different measures.
I think they were just testing the water with that one, and that was really, really poorly received by nearly everyone.
Right.
I mean, I don't think even Democrats think that's a good plan.
They could go back to the well of, you know, coronavirus aid, and we need more coronavirus aid, and that deal would be tied to more funding of the government. But whatever genius came up with this idea of, hey, let's have government funding run out in the end of September...
It really shows the differences that we're going to have between House Democrats, who Nancy Pelosi is all about the theater, all about the headlines, all about acting as if she is in charge, and then the Democrats trying to overtake the Senate in their agenda, and then what it does to Biden's campaign. Is Pelosi going to act as though she can, you know, take center stage?
Well, and don't forget, the night before that deadline is the presidential, first presidential debate. You said that Chris Wallace came out with some of the topics for a week from today.
Not necessarily brought up in this order. The September 29th debate are as followed. The Trump and Biden records.
Mm-hmm.
The Supreme Court, COVID. The economy. Race and violence in our cities. The integrity of the election. The list excludes, notably, foreign policy, abortion, climate change, immigration, healthcare, education. Now, I say this, that notably includes these, you know, doesn't include these things. I guarantee you Biden finds a way to get almost all of those in.
Right. Well, with the Supreme Court, you're going to bring up
abortion
and plenty of other topics.
With the economy, we'll probably find Biden if he's using his same green jobs or the answer to the economic woes.
Right.
And of course, he'll mention the wildfires and the hurricanes. And
on COVID, Trump will mention China.
Yes. Immigration. It'll be interesting to see if Biden tries to bring up immigration. I've been surprised at how little we've talked about immigration, because COVID kind of sucked the air out of the room in that one. You know, there was a little bit of talk about when we closed the borders to Mexico because their outbreak was so bad. There was the kind of laughable situation when Mexico was thinking about closing their borders to us because our numbers were so high. I was like, please do that. That's entertaining. Healthcare, again, even though COVID is happening, with the exception of Alabama Democrats who are just like, I don't know what world they're living in. I don't really see a lot of, you know, Medicaid expansion, Obamacare conversation happening.
Well, I suspect no matter how hard Chris Wallace tries to keep the train on the rails in his own mind to his topics he's already foreshadowing, I suspect both Donald Trump and Joe Biden will get their own messaging in. And it will probably have more to do with personalities and zingers and pretty light on facts and data.
Well, I think that's going to be true of the entire election. The entire debate is going to be, especially looking at Trump. I mean, the Trump debates are the best debates. They really are. I mean, they are pure entertainment. And it will be interesting to see how Biden does, because that's, I think the debates are Biden's to lose. Do you disagree with that? I think the debates are Biden's to lose because the bar is set so low. Sleepy Joe Biden hiding in a basement, possibly has dementia. His team is setting a bar pretty low.
But I think I might disagree there. I think it's Trump's to lose because those expectations are so low that Joe just asked, he has a pulse.
Yeah, that's right.
And I think maybe it's been set so low that, you know, look, he hopped over the rail. Well, it was actually supposed to limbo, go under it, but great that he has ups. And that's where I worry a little bit. But if Biden gets pushed a little bit, and who knows what angle Trump's going to take, the sort of empathetic grandfatherly type who really cares about the soul of the nation. Joe Biden's been known in his history to get a little worked up if you challenge him in certain ways. And I imagine what Donald Trump will try to do is bring that out.
Well, and I'm going to close on this note. We have seen just in the last, you know, 3-6 months since COVID, and the conventions really hammered this home, the differences between the messages being optimism and pessimism. Trump has this way of saying, we were on a great track and we're going to be on a great track again and everything's going to be better. And Biden saying, look at how bad he has let things go. Look at he's to blame for this and he's to blame for that. And things are awful and it's all his fault. These are Trump's riots and these are Trump's people. And Trump has caused hate and division. And I think, again, independent voters aren't going to be turned on by the negativity.
Right.
There is something to be said for a hopeful nation. And God knows our spirits are a little down. We're a little little more depressed nation right now. So we want that thing to look up to, that promising end of the tunnel, post-COVID, post-bad economy. You guys have April Marie Fogel here, and it has been a joy to be with you over the last, it's been about 2.5 weeks
yes.
or so, all week, last week.